Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's always an awkward conversation, or isn't even a conversation. When you start dating somebody new, when do you switch from dating to now you're in a relationship?
Oh, okay, so this isn't even the time when you're like, oh, you're my girlfriend the first time you say that out loud, or girlfriend or boyfriend?
Well, how does it constitute a relationship versus just going on a few dates? It's Anna and Raven, and there's a new survey that asked people that question, what counts as being in a relationship. But we thought we would go around the office and see what people had to say first.
You know, different types of people, they're going to have different ideas, obviously.
You have no money.
That's a relationship?
Wait a minute, what?
Yeah, he said...
you have no money.
That's
How is that possible, that actually is symbolic of a relationship? When one person says that to the other person, you're at a point now where you're comfortable enough that it's a relationship?
Or so you start spending money on things you would never spend money on. Like, all of a sudden, you got to take them out to dinner, or you got to go places and do things.
Oh, okay. That's how you know it's a relationship, because now you're broke.
Yeah.
I get it.
What counts as being in a relationship?
When you can't do anything with anyone else or anything at all.
That's...
Does that mean like socially?
Yeah.
Or does that mean like sexually?
Now you're trapped. Basically, if you are trapped and you no longer have a life besides that person, good news, you're in a relationship.
Okay. What else do we got?
If their toothbrush is in your bathroom, you're in a relationship.
That's fair. That makes sense, I think.
But that means that you would have to regularly sleep at each other's house, which maybe...
I mean, if there's a toothbrush there and somebody else is using it, or space in a sock drawer, like, yeah, I mean, that's 100%. You're in a relationship.
If they make us Facebook official.
That's actually interesting, because that's on the list. 40% of people said that if you've changed your Facebook status to in a relationship, that means, you guessed it, you're in a relationship.
What about if you change the profile pic and it's the two of you and you look snuggly, but it doesn't say in a relationship? But if you just change the profile pic, because profile pic to me says we're married.
How did you and your wife determine you were in a relationship? How did you think, like, you went from just dating to now all of a sudden you are exclusive?
Oh, that's easy. We dumped our exes.
Oh.
No. I mean, you know, sometimes when you get in a relationship, you start a relationship, one side it's messier than the others. So, yeah, I think when you start making choices to clear the other things out of the way, to say, you know, this is who I'm spending my time with, then clearly you're in a relationship.
I'll never forget the night.
If you meet the kid, you're in a relationship. If you're dating a mom.
Yeah, if you're dating the children.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll never forget this night. We were in college, and I had waited until he had had 3 glasses of white Zinfandel. We were very classy in college.
Okay.
And
Pinky out.
I've been waiting for this moment. I said, when you talk to your friends and family about me, I said, what do you call me?
So wait a minute. You gussied him up with 3 glasses of wine and then asked?
It was the only way. And he goes, what do you mean? I call you Anna. I go, No. Like, what do you refer to me as?
Right.
And then he said Anna. He was like, I guess my girlfriend. And that's how I figured out we were in a relationship, like an exclusive one. But here's the top answers. People say that if you've been dating for a year or more, 84%, you are in a relationship.
Okay.
If you've been dating for 6 months or more, 72% of people said you're in a relationship.
I mean, right. I mean, 6 months is a long time.
If you've said, I love you, 100%. You are in a relationship. 60% of people said that. But what I thought was interesting is that if you say, I love you, it means you're in a relationship, 60%. But if you have a drawer at their place, 58% of people said that means you're in a relationship.
Well, you know, they can get the drawer, obviously, before the love shows up. You know, that happens. Sometimes a relationship is a matter of convenience.
Right. But if you have an intimate relationship,
right,
only 17% of people say that means you're in a relationship.
Well, you know, I mean, sometimes there's a touch and go if you can. All right? I mean, it's happened before.
Okay.
How do I get out of this?
Right now. Yep, we're done.
So awkward.